Okay. First of all, the next 2 months, my shmooze will be on Monday rather than on Sunday. Parshas Lech Lecha is the birth of the Jewish people. Avraham Avinu, very unique individual. Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, he had no Rebbe. It's himself. His deep, penetrating Bakoshas Hoemes. And deep, penetrating Bakoshas Hoemes began to think where this world come from. He's in the middle of Orkastan with Nimrod, who had been the chief spreader of Avodah Zarah to the world. Was, and there, growing up in the midst of this society, everything revolved around Avodah Zarah. Began thinking. And he thought. And he figured it all out by himself. The world's run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How he thought, what he thought, we're not holding on that level. He was able to figure it all out by himself. He got to a point where as much as human intelligence can bring a person, and at that point, Vayomer Hashem l'Avraham lech lecha me'aretz u'milatech u'beis avecha. Now, things go in different stages. Or Kazdim was the capital of Nimrod's empire, deep down at the south of Iraq. There in Or Kazdim, they had heard there's a place in Eretz Yisrael, Beersheba, the Yeshiva Shem Ve'eva, with his ideas. I studied. And Terach himself, shaken up by the story that Kivshon Eish decided to go there and take Avram and Lot and Sarah. And they went, they came to Haran, which is in Turkey. They had to go all the way around because of the desert. And they didn't go further. And never made it to Beersheba. Then, Avraham Avinu is still growing. You reach a certain point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you've done everything you can do on your own. Now I'm interfering. And I'll speak to you directly. Vayomer Hashem el Avraham. Now, Avraham Avinu, at this point, has reached a madrega that he can become the father of the Jewish people. He still has more growing. But in order for him to do that, he has to lech lecha. Me'artzecha, uladetecha, u'mibeis avicha. Three things. You live in a country, you're part of that country. Familiar with everything that happens, the norms of that country become normal to you, the way of thinking in that country is normal. Arzachon. Now that country is more insidious and more dominating if that's the place you grew up. That's your home country. So, it's not just Me'arzachon. A lot of the whole way of thinking of that you've been used to since you were born has to be changed. Beis Avicha, and the biggest influence is your immediate family. And there are two things. Leaving where you came from. Now, leaving where you came from is a very critical step of Avraham Avinu's development. If a person wants to go and make a deep change within himself, he has to cut from certain things in his past, which may be holding him back. And that's painful, it's difficult, and not always successful. The example of someone who went very far but never quite made it was Hagar. Now, Hagar was a Shifcha Mitzris. Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, and after the whole story, Paro was so overwhelmed, he gave his daughter to be a Shifcha to Avraham Avinu. That was Hagar. And who was she? So we see at the end, the Parshas told us. At the end of Parshas Chayesara, Vayotzef Avram, Vayikach Isha, Ushmo Keturo, says Rashi, Zehoger, Shenoe Maaseho Kiktores, Shekoshra Atzmo, Please, Choshon, Nizdavka Lodo Mayom, Shifri Shomei Avram. Her Maisim were Maisim Tovim, as Keturah's beautiful Maisim Tovim. After she'd been living with Avram, there was no one else she could live with. You live on someone with someone in that madrega, nothing else, you have nothing else. Tzadekis. Yitzchok realized there's no one else on a madrega who can live with Avram Avinu except Hagar. Big tzaddikus. And what came out? Avraham Avinu had 8 children. 7 from Hagar and 1 from Sarai Imenu. 7 from Hagar, nothing. Nothing. Why? The answer is very simple. All the time when we refer to Hagar, let's say in this week's Parsha, when Avraham Avinu throws her out of his house with Yishmael, what does it say? Vatikach lo imo isho meretz Mitzrayim, says Rashi. Memokom giduleho. She went back to her home base. Compare Hagar HaMitzris with Ruth HaMoavia. Ruth HaMoavia grew up in the royal palace of Eglon Melech Moav. But when she left there, what did she tell Naomi? Amech Ami Yelokayach Lokoi. I have nothing left. I'm totally cut off from all. Because the moment that connection is maintained, it seeps in everywhere. And once it seeps in everywhere, you're part of there and you're not part of there. You're part of all sorts of different things. You're a confused human being, like so many people in the world today. They are. Torah is their dominating idea. Torah is what it's all about. But at the same time, when it comes to the Super Bowl, you're a whole different person. A whole different person. You're a mixed person of all sorts of cultural influences. There's something you're holding on to that doesn't let Torah shape you and form you and fashion you. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu? The first thing you have to do, cut. 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 You're a brand new individual. You're shaping yourself. And there's a very big difference between Avraham Avinu coming from Ur Kazma and Haran and his coming to Eretz Yisrael. First of all, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, it's a brand new country. He didn't grow up there. That's not his natural place. And what does Avraham Avinu always say? He's bouncing around from place to place. I'm a ger here. I don't really belong here. He means I don't belong as part of you. It's different if you grow up in a place and that's where you grow and all your initial ideas and that's where you're formed and you're fashioned as part of a certain society. So that's the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu. And then he tells him a very mystifying thing. El ha-oretz asher arecha. I'm not telling you where you're going. And that is a very, very deep issue. That deep issue is, he says, you're putting your trust in me completely. If I say north, it's north, south, it's south, east, east, west, and you don't know where you're going. You may spend the next 20 years going in circles. I'm not telling you where you're going. The ability of Lech Teichach Rai Bamidbor Be'eretz Lo Zeruah, following HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the unknown, because you put your absolute trust in Him completely and totally. And that's the only way the Jewish people could get started. Cut, begin, total faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he promises him a fantasy. Eschol goy godol. Recho, gadol shmech v'yei brocha. V'yedech Avraham kasher dibre elov Hashem. What does that mean? He went, followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to the finest detail. Put your trust in him, fine. Do this, do this, do this, do this. Total hispatlus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayikach Avraham et Sarai Yishra. Slot. Kol v'chushim asher v'choshim. All that belongs. It's a nefesh asher osu b'chara. For those, Avraham Avinu's Talmidim. Vayelech, Avraham Avinu was going around preaching and preaching. Why did Avraham Avinu preach so much? You know why? Rambam explains it. Avraham Avinu is called Avraham Oavi. The midas of Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch. Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvahs, in the midst of Ahavas, if you love something very much and deeply, you're going to tell everyone about it. If your baseball team won the World Series and you're madly in love with them, the moment they won the World Series, you're going to go screaming in the streets. You know? You know, guess what happened? It's the nature of Ahavat to talk to people about it. And these are the people he influenced. So Avraham Avinu had a wide influence. And that wide influence doesn't mean they all kept him a mamshah. No. But the ideas of Avraham Avinu became part of the world at that time, by his going around, people following him. Okay. Then all of a sudden, he's there a short period of time, has to leave. And the Soyan testing, I'm fine. He's been wandering, begins to Orkaz and goes all the way to Chorin, down to Eretz Yisrael, and he goes from place to place. He keeps going, he's in the south. Fine. Let me finally settle down. Rosh says, no. You're going to go to Mitzrayim because there's no food here. What did you bring me here for? I brought here because you're going where I tell you to go. And you know what is he saying? He's saying a very different, This is the measure of sukkahs. What's the measure of sukkahs? Where's the Jew's mokum kavua? Here, there. There's no mokum kavua. A person's mokum kavua is HaKadosh Baruch. If you put yourself in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, he tells you north, it's north, south, it's south, it's east, it's west, it's west, because you're all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Someone comes to my house, I say, you know, there's a room over there, 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 yeah. Where am I supposed to be? Well, you're all in the same house. You're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. You can be north, you can be south, but you're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands. Whole story of Paro, and comes out. He goes down, a poor man. A poor man. How do I know? It says, Vayel Chamasov. Chosim in Mitzrayim Laretz Kanan, Hayaholich, Vam Bachsan Yishalom Behem Baal Yichosim Mitzrayim. Why? Because there are all sorts of inns along the way. And he had to pay his bills. He didn't have enough money to pay for the inns. I'm the way. He didn't have the basic amount of money. Just take care of himself. So he went back, had to pay his bills. He goes. Next thing we see about Avram. And this is another very deep thing. He's very careful about his dinim ominous, paying his bills. He's very careful that his sheep shouldn't eat in other people's lands, take money away from somebody else. Very careful about gezel. Very careful. And Lot has this lump. It's this. No. Gezel. Then you expose who Avraham Avinu is, Mesiras Nefesh for Emes, Bakoshes Emes. Absolute scrupulous honesty in every dinim momentous that he does. Avas Hashem. And two people can't live together. Who can't live together? Number one. People who are scrupulous in dinim momentous. And people who aren't. They think differently. They're totally different. Avram and Lot could not live together. Why? Is it only because their sheep had muzzles, their sheep didn't? No. Being emes in your life, the way you function with emes, and that's Avram Avinu. It's emes figuring out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, emes in his business dealings, no gezel, straight, emes until the whole. None of this nowadays complex reasoning that to justify Shechem. It's all one. Avram is Emes, Avram is Ahava. But next thing we see about Avram, he separates from Lot. He can't live together with Lot. One is Emes and one is Shechem. Emes and Shechem have no point. Something happens to Lot. He Sorchal to Salim. He had taken a chrayus for Lot when Lot left, or Kazdan went with Terach, and when Lot came with him from Chorim. He took a chrayus for him. He took a chrayus for him, even though the man left him because of Emes and Shechem. But he took a chrayus for him. He went into war for him. Vayorkas chanicho, livi debesim. And chased him ad Damascus, all the way to Damascus. It's a very long way. step by step, we're being exposed. Why it is Avraham Avinu was chosen to be the one to found the Jewish people. Avas Hashem, Mesiris Nefesh, Emunin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, deep, never questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an absolute penetrating emes. Now that is, let's stop here. Nowadays, people have a very hard time with emes. Everyone has a lundus. You're cheating the telephone company, cheating the electric company, cheating the airlines, cheating everything. It's not really cheating, because really, this is it. Emes and sheker and business dealings, it's not a technical thing. It's a whole midah. It's an approach to life. It goes through everything you do. I was sitting in the Beis Medrash. I got a call from certain gentleman. He had this screwball plan. He's going to give the yeshiva will do this. That's a whole thing. I told him, but there's only one problem. I will never sign on a sheker. But it's a... And it's something, just as Eitz HaTova. The moment you cross that boundary with a little bit, no such thing as a little bit sheker. Sheker is sheker and emes is emes and that midah of emes. Hashem lo kim emes. And that is Avraham Avinu too. Total responsibility towards his relatives. Now, Bris Ben Epsor. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to Avraham Avinu, Eretz Yisrael, from the very beginning. Now he makes a bris, an absolute binding contract. Means it can never be violated. We can never lose our right, Eretz Yisrael, no matter what we do. It's a Jew's unalienable right to be here in Eretz Yisrael. So the bris is. Bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means it's unbreakable. Now, but that's not the most important point, Bris Ben Epsar. It's a very deep point in Bris Ben Epsar. Achadrama Elohoyed Vayar Shem El Avram B'machzid Lehmo Al Tira Avram. Avram means I don't have any children. And who's going to be my Yorish, Eliezer? And he said, no, you will have a child. It's a very key point in this week's parsha. He took him outside. No, Avraham Avinu had it scientifically figured out. It was impossible for him and Sarah Imenu to have a child. Physically impossible. So what are we talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, get out of this mindset. What do you think? It's only 21st century people think science is this and science is this, science is this and science is this and science is this. Science is this. I run the world. You will have a child. Get out of that mindset that you are subject to anything else, you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch. Scientifically impossible. Right before Rosh Hashanah, I got a telephone call from a Talmud of mine. It's been a very difficult relationship we have. For the past 5 years, his wife has been trying to get pregnant. They have all sorts of problems. This doctor, that doctor, he emptied his bank account 250 times just to pay for. Finally, the doctor said, it's zero hope. Zero hope. He's been calling me. It's been very difficult, crying his eyes off. I kept telling him, you're leaving one thing out of the equation. Tefillah. Tefillah. Leaving it out of the equation. But don't leave that out of the equation. Call to me. Then he calls me last year before Rosh Hashanah. He says, yeah, they say there's one doctor in a certain place, and he's the mumche gadol. It takes a year to get in to see him. I'm making an appointment. Call me before Rosh Hashanah. And I kept telling him, the doctor's not going to help you. If there's hope, it's a koach hatfilah. Call me before Rosh Hashanah to wish me a good year. So I said, David, so what's happening? He said, we saw this doctor, and we paid the bill, and we came in to see him. He says, there's no point. Your wife's pregnant already. You don't need me. I told you. All the impossibilities are possible. Koach hatfilah is koach hatfilah. There's nothing impossible. It seems. You know, some stupid people say, do you believe in science? I mean, that's, no. Basically, what our Kodesh Baruch was telling Avraham Avinu, whatever you think, that's the reality of the world. There's only one reality of the world. That's a Kodesh Baruch. And until that's the Hagdomet, the bris I'm making with you about Eretz Yisrael. You're in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands totally and complete. Vehem in Bashem. He says, yeah, if you guarantee me, that's the way it is. That's reality. It's a new reality. It's not the reality of the scientific explanation. It's a brand new reality. But it doesn't come easy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushes us with nisyonos to uplift us, to push us to develop. If life was just easy, we'd never develop. Pushes us, pushes in situations. And that's why Avraham Avinu had to go through everything. He's being pushed to grow and grow and grow. By putting his hands in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, his life in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting him going through the most difficult, complicated situations. It's not only testing him, will he keep that up or not? It's more than that. He becomes a different person through all of these. You grow. You grow through difficulty. You grow. That's Avraham Avinu, life of growth. And go through the psukim. Kadosh Baruch Hu continued pushing him. Give him nisyonos. Each one more difficult than the next. Get past this, I'm going to make it harder. I'm going to make it even harder. And Avraham Avinu, from all of those things, is growing and growing and growing to become the father of the Jewish people. Go through the parsha very carefully. See, it's a story. Kadosh Baruch Hu pushing Avraham Avinu in one direction. Grow so you can follow the Jewish people.